This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. While many young people are soaking up the atmosphere of World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro, those from England who couldn't make the event are getting the chance to have their own WYD celebrations at home. Bright Lights is an annual Catholic festival for young people which will run over the course of the World Youth Day weekend from the 26th to the 29th of July in the grounds of the Aylesford Priory, home to the Carmelite community in southern England. Over the course of the four-day event, young adults can listen to guest speakers, take part in catechesis workshops, and watch all the latest from Rio via a large screen link-up. Two musicians who will be performing at the festival are coming all the way from Colombia and work in partnership with the UK-based Catholic development agency CAFOD, using music in their work with local communities. Barbara Davis, CAFOD's programme support officer for the Andes, spoke to me about the musicians and the event itself. There are people coming over from Colombia, your partners who are coming over for this event, who'll be attending it. Tell me what can be expected.
Well, we're really excited about the event, having our partners over from Colombia. We're going to have two musicians that are part of a project called a Click, which is a project run by our Jesuit partner, CINEP, and they use music and art to transform situations of violence into peace. So we're going to have Freddy Gallego, who's a rapper, who's a young person that has lived in one of the quite a dangerous neighborhood in Bogota, but uses music, so rap and also graffiti, to get young people out of violence. And we'll also have Cesar Lopez, who's a famous musician from Colombia, who plays a escopetara, which is quite an unusual instrument. It actually used to be an AK-47 gun that's been demobilized and transformed into a guitar. So he'll be singing at the event as well.
It's interesting, isn't it? You have these musicians, young musicians coming over. Do you think that makes it easier? It's like youth speaking to youth, as it were, for the message to get across.
Yeah, I think definitely, because I think also some of the issues that especially Freddie will be talking about might also be relevant to young people here in the UK, you know, talking about gang crime, drugs, violence is also an issue that not just affects people in Colombia, but also affects young people here, about how young people have the power to make a change and can organise themselves and make their community a safer place. And I think we'll also be meeting with some youth groups and doing some certain workshops with them where they can talk about, you know, not just Colombia, but also how we work here in the UK with young people.
How significant is it, do you think, that obviously, this, as I said, there's the big event going on in Rio, but there's also this event going on in England for people who can't get to World Youth Day. Therefore, how significant is it that there is the willingness, the people want to come to a World Youth Day event in England as well?
I think it's really important to involve young people and to make them feel part of a movement for social justice and for change, and that young people realise that they're valued all over the world and that they have an important role to play as citizens, but also they have a lot of rights that they can need to be protected. So I think that, you know, there's two sides to it. They can learn about their rights as young people, but also their role as citizens in a global world.
You're working with regard to communities in Peru and Colombia. We have a Latin American pope now. How significant do you think that is?
I think it's really significant to have a pope from Latin America, and he's already talked a lot about issues that CAFOD is working on in Latin America, such as social justice, issues of inequality. Many people look to Latin America and think, oh, it's middle-income countries with higher economic growth, but what they don't realise is the huge inequalities. You know, Brazil has parts of the country where people live in extreme poverty but also have very rich resources. Colombia is one of the most unequal countries in the world. So I think the Pope's message about social justice and equality are really pertinent.
I mean, he's talked about wanting really a scaled-down church, a poor church, as it were. Do you think that really has resonance with people worldwide, but also, of course, people in Latin America that you would be dealing with?
Especially, yeah, the church that I see in Colombia, the church that is walking alongside of the victims of the armed conflict in many parts of the country, it's the church that can only reach those poor communities and is there all the time, providing support, counselling, spiritual advice, and it is a church that is poor and is walking alongside the poor. And I think that a church that can show that side of its humanity and social work is really important, that the people in Latin America realize, and all over the world realize, that the church is with us wherever we live, whatever our social status is.